This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. What does it take to grow a business in production agriculture in today's farm economy? One strategy is to try to build vertically, capturing more of the value of what you produce. That's the approach Glenn Elzinga has taken with Alder Spring Ranch in Idaho. He says for him, it's all about stacking agricultural enterprises.
When most people in agriculture say, hey, kid, I'd really like to expand and offer you an opportunity to stay, but we can't afford another ranch, or we can't afford another farm. We can't go horizontal and spread our acreage influence out. But instead, I would submit to your listeners to say, hey, how can we stack enterprises here? How can we get this land to be more productive so that we can stack new enterprises on top of each other? You know, so that, yes, we can have the hay, we can have the grazing, but we can also have a direct market. So what did we do to become price makers instead of takers? And it was just building relationship with one person at a time. And it was a lot of work, but it was a slow drip progression to give us complete market control. And now every one of our animals, we run about 250 mama cows, and every one of those calves we take to grass-fed finish and we sell online.
You can see how Glenn is marketing online at his website, alderspring.com. This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.